Hello, and welcome to the podcast of the Marketplace Movement, where our vision is to reach, enhance, and advance lives. It is our prayer that you hear something during this podcast that both transforms and furthers you in the things of God. So, grab your notebook and Bible, and let's dig into the Word together.
Repeat after me, the only way that I can keep my way pure is to guard it. According to this word. This word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Today, I will receive the word implanted, which is able to save my soul. Clap your hands and honor the Lord as you take your seats. Anybody grateful for Jesus? This is the day the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We got work to do today as I have just two more messages on verse 8. I already want to move to verse 9 through 18, but we ain't there yet. I know we've been dealing and building on this verse for a while, and maybe y'all sick of it, but I don't think some of us got it yet. All means all. And so when we began to say that all things are under his feet, all means all. Somebody say all means all.
All means all.
And when we began to talk about all things, we're also talking about the stuff in you. Sadly, as I have said before, we tend to believe that all things only correspond to the devils that we want to get out of our lives, or the devils that we don't want to bother us no more. But some of the devils you're dealing with is the way you think. Some of the enemies that you have are enemies that you want to keep. Oh, no, you know, people tell me all the time how free they want to be, but their behavior says something completely different. No, seriously. How do you say, I want to get off this medicine, and the doctor said, all I got to do is stop eating the cake? That's all I got to do. Freeman, the doctor said, you want to get off the medicine? Yeah, I want to get off the medicine. All you got to do is stop eating the cake. On your way home from the doctor's office, you went and bought the cake. You was buying the cake while you was in line to check out with the cake. You was on Facebook talking about he whom the Son has set free. You're asking the prayer team to pray for you that you would be released from your medicine. Tell everybody to pray that I be released from the medicine. You don't need to be released from the medicine. You need to be released from the cake. Sometimes we praying wrong. I mean, you all fervent in prayer. Lord, please. Release me from this medicine. Lord's like, I'm trying to get you off the cake. The medicine will be a byproduct. Our belief in the finished work of the cross, say it is finished. Our belief in the finished work of the cross must translate to our belief that the flesh has been rendered powerless. Y'all see how that got? Our belief in the finished work of the cross must translate to our belief that the flesh has been rendered powerless. Now, here's the thing. I don't think we believe it. Devin, I don't think we believe that the flesh has been rendered powerless by the finished work of Jesus. Because if we did, you'd stop giving the flesh all that power. We, on Resurrection Sunday, want to shout, Melita, for 45 days on "It is finished." But really what we're saying is it was finished for you, but not for me. Many of us are in cycles. Cycles of bad decisions, cycles of hopelessness, cycles of frustration, cycles of doubt, cycles of failure, cycles of fatigue. Anybody feel like you've been in a cycle? But within these cycles, we fall victim. Y'all give me a minute. I'm going to come around the corner. We fall victim to the fallacy that I got to struggle long because I've been here long. I started talking about this a little bit on Wednesday. We say stuff like, well, you didn't get here overnight, so you're not going to get free overnight. Who said? Who told you that? Who told you it takes you as long to get out as it does to get in? Who told you that the length of your incarceration corresponds to the length of your release? Oh, yeah, y'all done got quiet now. Who told them this? People who have done 30-year bids, it don't take them 30 years to get out. Once your release day hit, you're going to be out directly. Soon as you can retrieve your articles and fill out your paperwork, you're going to walk out that jail. I don't care how long you've been in it. They still ain't caught it, Elder Leela. It don't matter how long you've been in jail. When your day of release comes, you getting out that day. I don't care how long you've been locked up. When your day of release comes, you getting out that day. Who told us that we can keep saying, Lord, today is my day of victory, but it's going to take me 50 years to get there? See, the Bible says, okay, Psalms, it ain't in the notes. Psalms 30, I'm going to go 1-5. I'm going to give her all the verses at once. Ooh, she going to tell me off later. Psalm 30, 1-5. Let me go ahead and deal with a familiar passage. Well, only one of the verses is familiar. We don't read it all. Psalm 30, I'm going to start at verse 1. Are you there? Amen. Don't y'all let her beat you. She beat y'all today. She was on it. I will extol you, O Lord, for you have lifted me. See, somebody should have just said thank you right there. And have not let my enemies rejoice over me. Y'all missing all the good places. I'm going to start over. Somebody had to be still flipping pages. I will extol you, O Lord, for you've lifted me and have not let my enemies rejoice over me. O Lord, my God, I cried to you for help and you healed me. I love this verse. You know why I love that verse? Because I asked for help and you just healed. See what we want to see, y'all, we read too fast. It makes more sense to say, I asked for help and you helped me. I asked for help, you healed me. Because healing was the help you needed. Woo! It's getting good already. Oh Lord, you brought up my soul from Sheol. That's hell. You kept me alive. See, I want to run on that part. You kept me alive. I ain't gonna tell nobody else's testimony. You kept me alive. That don't get good till you was trying to die. Until you was trying to die on purpose. And God was like, we ain't doing this today. There's more for you. There's more in you. There's more I gotta do in you. You ain't leaving yet, cause work is still here. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You kept me alive. Watch this, that I would not go down to the pit. Ooh, Lord, if it would have went the way some of us wanted it to go, we's going to the pit. You kept me alive that I would not go down to the pit. Sing praise to the Lord, you his godly ones. Give thanks to his holy name. This is the only verse we seem to know out of this song. For his anger is but for a moment. His favor is for y'all. I had to go to this verse because I got to help a few people who don't understand that all means all. His anger is only a moment. His favor is for how long? Weeping may last. I like the King James. Weeping may endure. For a night, but a shout of joy comes in the morning. His anger is but for a moment. His favor is for a lifetime. Weeping may. Now, just leave this verse up. Remember I said, it's a fallacy that we have to struggle for a long time to get free. I need y'all to say this with me. Say, I don't have to struggle forever. Come on, let's say it again. I don't have to struggle forever. Say this with me. As a matter of fact, I'm done struggling today. Now you got to believe that. As a matter of fact, let's go ahead and get free from that. I'm done struggling today. Through with that. See, here's the thing, Riri. The Bible says weeping may. It don't say weeping will. It don't even say weeping must. It said there's a possibility. So many times I've heard this verse preached that you were waiting for morning. So we had all these praise breaks over your morning coming, right? And everybody was waiting on morning. And when my morning gonna come? And I can't wait till morning. Well, I think we should have preached the May. Because I don't have to wait till morning. I'm gonna stop weeping in the middle of the night. Because nobody told me I had to cry all night. If you want to stay all night, you can. But I want to have joy in the middle of the night. That verse don't say I can't have joy in the middle of the night. Why in the world would you stay bound to possibility? Oh, y'all missed that. Somebody heard me in the back. Why in the world do you keep being bound to possibility? They still ain't heard me. Okay, weeping may. So you done locked yourself up to the possibility that you gotta weep. I'll give it to you more practically. Why are you bound to the possibility that you ain't gonna get the job? You ain't even applied. Why are you bound to the possibility that you're not going to be able to get the house? You ain't even done the work to get qualified. Why are you bound? I'm coming for everybody. I'm coming for everything moving in here, huh? You sitting up there gonna discredit God over a possibility, a fallacy in your mind that has not even come true, all because your circle likes to see you broken, so you have yielded to your own brokenness. Nope, I'm not bound to possibility. Nope, nope, nope. You know, they said it's a 4 out of 10 chance that it's gonna be all bad. Well, I'm not part of the 4. And even if I am one of the 4, you said chance. See, when you release yourself from that and yield yourself to power, I don't care what they say. First of all, until you can tell me who they are. Tell me who they are. See, watch this. In your inability to identify they, you are also disconnected from how disqualified all the theys are. If I can't identify who they are, huh, then I cannot quantify how disqualified they are. Half the people who you telling, who you're giving all this authority to, ain't got nothing no way. They not happy. They don't have joy. They don't have peace. And so what they're doing is they're trying to acquire company in their misery. Somebody say, I'm done with that. Today. Now, I told you Wednesday, you got to get in this growth chamber. You got to get into the growth chamber. And I said that this growth chamber has 4 phases. I got to believe. Then once I believe, I got to behave. Then once I behave, I have to become. And then once I become, then I can benefit. It's a growth chamber. I have to believe. Be honest there. Some of you don't believe it. You just quote it. Your declaration is not a belief. There's a symbiotic relationship between belief and behavior. Mm-hmm. You can't tell somebody you love them when you behave like you don't. There's a symbiotic relationship between belief and behavior. So I believe, then I behave. And in order to self-check yourself, I can look at your behavior and determine your belief. You can declare your belief, but I won't believe it until you behave. But I can look at how you behave and I can quantify your belief. Yes. Amen. Amen. And some of us in this room, boy, we need to repent for lying. We do. Like, Lord, I'm grateful. Lord, like, you ain't that grateful. You are not that grateful. You just saying you was grateful, and ain't no way you that grateful. Yes, I am, Lord. I'm really, really. You can't be. You can't be grateful because you a bad steward over everything I've given you. You can't be that grateful because every time I asked you to do something, you always got pushback. You can't be that grateful because all I asked you to do is say hi to your coworker, and you refuse because she get on your nerves. You not that grateful. Your behavior has proven that your declaration is a fallacy. I really want to be free. I want to be free. I want to be free so bad. Why is the cake in the passenger seat? Right. Orlando's there with a seatbelt on that cake. Next time Christina go to making cakes, I'm going to tell her to pray in the spirit, and everybody that ain't supposed to have one, she ain't going to make it for you. Christina, make a cake. No, I was in the third heaven, and God told me you can't get the cake. So we need more people to tell us no. Come on, it's a heavy word, so it's a merry heart, good like a medicine. You need more people to tell you no. And let me get a couple more of y'all free. Listen, some people walk away from you because you wouldn't tell them yes. Don't chase down people who want you to lower the standard to be with them. So I got to get in the growth chamber. I got to believe, then I got to behave, then I'll become, then I can benefit. Trying to go after the benefits without the other three is hypocrisy. The growth chamber, listen, the growth chamber is only accessible through the narrow road. There's no way you can get to the growth chamber on the broad way. Because the broad way only dangles the carrot of benefit. It has no standards. The Broadway tells you you can get the benefits living however you want. It don't take all of that. But the growth chamber is only accessible through the narrow road. And one of the greatest things that many of us operate in is that we have been told that you will always struggle, that you will always have hardship, that you will always have pain, you will always have difficulty. The Bible don't say that. And then somebody's going to say, well, the Bible say the poor you will have with you always. With you. Y'all missed that. The poor you will have with you. It don't say the poor will be you. The poor you will have with you always. There will always be people in their environment that haven't got there yet. But you. And when I talk about poor, I'm not just talking about resources. Don't do that. Don't do that. Because it's a lot of people who got a lot of money and are broke. It is possible to have things and have nothing. Right? So when I talk about being poor, I'm talking about, watch this, being bankrupt of hope. Being bankrupt of strength. Being bankrupt of power. Being bankrupt of fortitude. Come on, y'all. I've paid attention. I study leaders. And there's a question that goes around in many interviews where they ask very influential, very financially secure leaders, what would you do if you lost it all? And I haven't heard not one leader say anything other than some variation of, I'd get it all back quicker than I got it the first time. And they went. They asked Mark Cuban, if you were broke and starting over, he said, I'd get it all back and I'd get it quicker than I got it the first time. They were like, how you do that? Because I know what it took to get it. So the first time I was figuring it out, now I got it figured out. I know how to get here. They asked Gary Vaynerchuk, what would you do? He says, first of all, y'all missing it. You think that I go after it for the money. I go after it for the gratitude. I'd get it all back again. See, it's us in the body of Christ. So much of our church is becoming watered down because we've made it about things. Right? So all of the services are about things. It's about stuff. It is about if you praise God, he gonna give you this $1 million. And, you know, I'm hearing preachers talking about, I don't want to talk to a broke congregation. You need some money. And he preaching about how much money he got on his Amex card and how he goes out and buys whatever he wants. But sir, ma'am, you're bankrupt in the spirit. You don't have no joy. You don't have no peace. You can't even, watch this. You afraid for somebody to Google you. What difference does it make how much money you have if you can't even be secure in your own testimony? But we water down the standards. Marketplace, listen to me, people of God. I want us to be to the place where we really believe all means all. All that other foolishness is under my feet, and I'm going to walk in the newness of life. And I'm going to break these cycles of thinking I'm always going to be sad. I'm always going to be down. It's always going to be bad. Woe is me. This is terrible. Get over that. Bishop, it's not that easy. Listen. Weeping may. It don't have to. See, the reason it's not easy is because you just said it wasn't. Death and life are in the power of your mouth. You trying to make it easy. No, I'm not trying to do anything. God already said it. I come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. The reason you don't have it is because you didn't get what he came for. When you interject complexity into the simplicity of the gospel, then what we are doing is giving ourselves an out of actually living in the newness of life. You're inserting complexity into something that ain't complex. He died so that you could. Thank you. It ain't that deep. No, seriously. Let that sit for a minute. He died so that you could. Here's the standard. Live that, I'll do this. For God so loved that he gave that whoever shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. Well, I need to go to the class and learn the 32 steps to the original names of God. Shut up. No. I need you to take that somewhere. Because watch this. If I need to know all the original names of God in order to walk in the newness of life, I want y'all to go to the scriptures and ask the thief on the cross what he called Jesus and how many names of God and how much theology he knew and everything he knew. No! He understood. You next to me and I want to be with you. Jesus said, today. Not when you finish the class, not after you get smarter, not after you get a degree, not after you wear a collar. Some folk need to trade these collars in and start believing in the gospel. Get in this growth chamber. All means all. All means all. That means everything that hurt you, under your feet. Everything that broke you, under your feet. Everything that stained you, under your feet. Go to John chapter 8. Oh, man. I was trying. Thank you. She's laughing at me because she know I got 3 more passages, and that's her, ain't no way. She's like, you're not going to make it, Bishop. So Jesus was saying to those Jews who had believed in him, watch this growth chamber. If you continue in my word, you're truly disciples of mine. Lead us up. If you continue in whose word? His word. If you maintain consistency in the Word of God. Stay there, not in all them other words. No, seriously. Some of us are listening to too much stuff. Some of these preachers aren't preaching the Word. I'm not talking about nobody. I'm talking about what I'm talking about. No, seriously. You got to continue in His Word. Has anybody ever met somebody who always self-diagnoses and they're not a doctor? It's you? They get a bump. I mean, literally, it's a mosquito bite. And they done already made that thing a tumor, attached to the bone, stage 4. Look, I looked at it on WebMD, and they said that if along the side is more red than on the top, then that probably means it's a stage 4. Ma'am, mosquito bite. You light skin, that's a mosquito bite. Well, when you get mosquito bites, they don't go red. Look how dark I am. You couldn't see the red if it was red. Right? So you Googling. Some of us do the same thing. Right? You got too much Facebook influence. Too much YouTube influence. Too much TikTok influence. Get more of this. Get in this Word. No, seriously. We done named everything, right? Named everything. Sit down too long in the chair and you get up and your leg done went to sleep and then you done Googled something and then you done figured out that, well, I think I got a spirit of numbness on me. I'm operating with a numb spirit. I got to rebuke this numb spirit off of me. Oh, I better call Bishop. Tell him I got a numb spirit. You know, I saw prophetess, arch prophetess, super mega arch prophetess said that a numb spirit was coming through Dayton. I think it done got me. I got to see which original name I got to put on this super. Because the numb spirit is only hitting people who don't have the original names down. This the foolishness we be listening to. If you continue in my Word, we want to get all of this depth and don't have the shallow. We want to get to all of this depth and you don't love your neighbor as you love yourself. As a matter of fact, let me say this before I move to the next verse. You actually do love your neighbor as you love yourself, and you're so blind that you can't see how bad you're loving yourself. Huh? The reason you mean, cantankerous, unforgiving, holding bitterness, strife, and got all type of egotistical, maniacal ways is because that's how you feel about yourself. I love my, and you know, I just can't love them because they unlovable. Like your attitude is not like old vinegar. Verse 32. Y'all right? You'll know the truth. Truth will make you free. Now, you're only going to know the truth if you continue in the Word. Don't continue in the Word. You don't get that. 31 is the precursor to 32. Don't be looking for 32 without 31. Don't be trying to know the truth and you ain't continuing in the Word. Amen. Don't do that because you ain't going to know the truth. You're going to know the lie. They answered him, "We're Abraham's descendants." Look at that arrogance. "We're Abraham's descendants. Never been enslaved to anyone. How is it that you say you'll become free? Jesus answered them, truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who commits sin is a slave of sin. See, sin does more than just keep you out. Sin actually incarcerates. Sin does more than just block you from blessing and block you from the things of God. Sin is actually a container that wants to engulf you. You become a slave to it. It's a controller. Listen to me, saints. Sin is a controller. And if you don't believe it, read Romans 7 when you get a chance. He said, it wasn't me, it's the sin. Huh? It's the sin. As soon as you allow a crack for sin to enter, it's coming to take control, not to be your friend. Sin is not coming into your life to be your buddy. Sin is coming into your life to be your prison. Sin wants to imprison you. So when you do it, even when you feel justified, I'm going to get them told because of how they treated me. The temporary gratification that you may feel by watching them break because you cussed them out actually entered you into a prison, not them. Because God will wipe their tears while the devil welcomes you to prison. You cussed them out and God comforted them. Sin incarcerated you. You could have chased 10,000 to flight, but you wanted to get them back more than you wanted to advance the kingdom. One can chase 1,000, two can chase, Verse 35, Lord, help me. The slave does not remain in the house forever. The son does remain forever. So, if the son makes you free, you'll be free how? For real. You'll be free for real. If I enter the growth chamber, I enter the growth chamber by being consistent in his word. And then the consistency of his word will give me clarity of truth. I will be able to discern truth and lie. Fuzziness about what is real and what is not real, what is true and what is lie, is all based upon a lack of consistency in truth. If I don't stay in the word, the devil can make anything sound like the word. Satan was able to beguile Eve based upon the fact that when the word was given, it was not transferred to her with enough consistency so that when the devil misquoted it, she could not recognize that as a bad translation. When Satan started quoting the word of God, it was her lack of being in truth that caused her to believe that the devil's translation, which was really an addition to the word of God, was true. She yielded to the translation that felt good to her flesh. Watch this. And the translation was a complete disobeying of God's voice. Be careful of people who have all of this revelation, but they can't point you to it in the scripture. You got all of this depth, and you're basing all of this stuff off of your feelings, but you cannot teach that thing in the word of God. And when the word contradicts your passion, I don't care how passionate you are, if the word contradicts it, you're wrong. Your passion don't make you right. So you passionate. Some people are passionate because they want to be. And so it's a, they got all of this, and you're like, man, they was really passionate. It must be true. And we're in such a day and age, listen to me, we're in such a day and age where all somebody got to do is put a title on top of their name, and it don't even have to be real. A whole lot of the people who you calling Dr. So-and-so ain't got no degree. Don't have no degree. But what has happened is they understand that if I can give myself credibility, even credibility that I don't have, I can actually make my fallacy believable. And in so doing, listen, it becomes a cash cow for my own wants. Because I don't, watch this, many folks don't want to see the people better. They just want to be enriched. The way you determine the difference is by staying in the word. Where you can sit up there and go, man, you said all of that wrong real nicely. You put all that wrong together so cute, still wrong. All means all. All means all. And I'm making a decision, and I need y'all to make a decision that all of this is over today. Somebody say today. Father, I thank you. Lord, I honor you and give you praise. I thank you for your grace, your mercy. But I also thank you, God, for putting stuff that we've been holding for a long time under our feet. We're not going to carry it out of this place. We, God, are going to walk out in the newness of life. Because you, God, died not that we would be bound, but that we would be free. And free indeed. I thank you for that. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Come on, clap your hands.
Thank you for listening to the podcast of the Marketplace Movement. Remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So I challenge you to make hearing the word a consistent habit. And if you know someone who may benefit from hearing this teaching, I encourage you to send it to them as well. May God bless you. May heaven smile upon you and give you peace. This is my prayer.